The Diary by Philip Wesley. This is a strange tale of horrendous fear by a man looking at himself in the mirror. This is what happened next. It's been 10 years since my uncle Philip Wesley disappeared. Many theories have been advanced as to why and how he vanished so strangely and so completely. Many have wondered why a man should vanish and leave nothing behind him but a smashed mirror. But none of these theories are wild imaginings, half as fantastic as the story I gathered from the diary, which some whim prompted him to keep. But first, a word about Philip Wesley. He is a wealthy man and also a cruel, selfish man. His wealth is attributed to his sane cruelty and selfishness. He has had many whims. One of them was keeping a diary. Another was his love for mirrors. He was handsome, a cruel sort of way, and almost effeminate in his liking to stand before them and admire himself. His eccentricity was borne out by the fact that covering one whole side of his room was a mirror of a gigantic size, the same mirror that is linked with his disappearance. But we now have excerpts from the diary of Philip Wesley. August 3rd afternoon, Billings asked for an extension on that note today, but I saw no reason why he should grant him any such thing. I told him he began cursing me in a frightful manner, said I was cruel and some day I would be called to account for the way I treat people. I laughed outright at this. At the same time, I felt a vague sense of uneasiness, which even yet I have not dispelled night. A remarkable thing has happened. I have gone to my room to dress for dinner. I'm standing before the mirror trying not to tie my tie. I have begun the usual procedure that one follows when I noticed that no such action was recorded in the mirror. True, there was my reflection in the glass. It followed none of the movements that I made. It was immobile. I extended my hand to touch the reflection and encountered nothing but the polished surface of the mirror. Then I noticed a truly remarkable thing. Reflection in the mirror wore no tie. I stepped back aghast. Was this an illusion? Had my mind and vision been affected by some malaise that I was not aware of? Impossible. And I regarded reflection with more careful scrutiny. There were a number of differences between it and myself. One thing, it wore a stubby growth of beard on its face. The positive, I visited the barber the very day, passed my hand across my chin to verify this. Encountered nothing but smooth skin. Lips of the man in the mirror drooped, display of gnarled yellow fangs. My own bare nothing but two rows of gleaming, well cared for teeth. I was filled simultaneously with a feeling of disgust and fear. I looked for further discrepancies. I found them. The feet and hands were normally large. Clothing and the thing was old, baggy, covered with filth. I dared not stay in longer. I tied the tie as best as I could, sent it hurriedly to dinner. August 4th, morning. I woke feeling jaded and tired. My friend in the mirror is still with me. Ordinarily, the reflection of myself in bed is caught in the mirror, but not so this morning. Instead, I saw the dweller within had, like himself, been having a day, night's rest. I hope he slept better than I did. My own night was a series of fitful, restless tossings. Good morning, I said, rising. When I moved, he moved as I advanced toward the mirror. He drew closer to me. I stopped and surveyed him. He resembled me only remotely. I hope I smiled. He responded with a wolfish twist of his mouth. I extended my hand as if I wanted to shake hands with him. He drew back as if it were from fire. I couldn't stand the terror which he holds for me. I try not to show my fear in front of him. I feel that, animal-like, he senses a fur reflection of him or it. I could not bear to bring myself to admit the thing in the mirror is my reflection. I scarcely dare write. I do what I do believe it to be. I always been skeptical of such things as soul. But when I look into the mirror, God help me. Night, I'm spending much more time in my room now. Spent most of the day here. This thing is beginning to hold a morbid fascination for me. Can't stay away for any length of time. I wish I could. My wife is beginning to worry about me. She says I look pale. She tells me I need a rest, a long rest. If I could only confide in her, in anyone, but I can't. I must fight and wait this out alone. August 5th, there has been little or no change in our relationship. He still remains aloof. Today, my wife came to my room to see how I was feeling. She stood as much such a position. A look in the mirror was unavoidable. She stood before the mirror, arranging her hair. She noticed nothing ordinary, but he was still there. Damn him. He was there. This time he snarled in triumph at me. One other remarkable thing. My wife hadn't seen the thing there in the mirror, and neither had I had seen her reflection. The same with Peter, my valet, and Anne, the maid. Anne would have dusted the mirror had I not stopped her. I must take no chances. Close cruising might reveal to him, to them, and they must not know. They must not know. August 6th, three days of hell. That's what has been since I discovered the damn thing. How he tortures me. He had begun to mock me when he thinks he's given us an extraordinarily clever impersonation. He shakes with laughter. I can't hear him laugh, but I can see him. That's worse. I can't stand it much longer. August 7th. You never know how much we can stand till we go through some ordeal such as I am now undergoing. I feel that my nerve is near the breaking point. I've locked the door of my room. Annie leaves a tray outside my door. Sometimes I eat the food she brings, but more often I don't. My wife begs me to let her in. I tell her to go away. Afraid to tell anyone. I know what they do with people who have hallucinations. No, I can't tell. Neither can I leave. God knows why. But I can't. August 8th, it was the day before yesterday. I mentioned he's mocking me. Today, I tremble at the thought. Begin to resemble me. His body looked in the mirror and discovered he had discarded rags and now dressed in one of my suits. Ran to the wardrobe and discovered his clothes hanging where mine had been. I turned and faced him. He laughed and pointed toward my hands and feet, bloated beyond recognition. I dare not guess how far change has gone. I can write no more today. August 9th, the change is complete. He looks more like me than I do myself. He's growing more cruel with the change. He talks with my ugliness. Finally, I could stand it no longer. I fled from the room. Last, I found the thing I was looking for, a mirror. Came face to face with what I am. I nearly just collapsed. Yes, he had taken my form. God pity me. I had taken his. I slunk back to the room in horror, back in his laughter, and hell is now my existence. God knows what tomorrow will bring. August 10th, 7 days since the devil has been in the mirror. I pray to God it may be the last. It will, I know it will. He in the mirror senses it too. I see the look of apprehension in his eyes. Damn him, it's my turn to snarl in triumph now. And when I lay down his pen, the last time perhaps, I shall leap for the mirror, and he only exists in the mirror. God help me, I'm laying down my pen.